Welcome back, Nation. It's time now for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. England and Netherlands tied at 1, 64th minute. Euro semifinals. Will keep you updated if there's any tally. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. We have Bill Barnwell's annual playmaker rankings. That's your running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends, I believe. And we'll get to those here in just a second. Let's start with Ian Rappaport, NFL insider on the NFL Network. He said on TV, maybe a shorter deal for Dak. Are you hearing the same thing, Brian?
It's clear that they are always wanting to get back to the table as quickly as
Dak
possible.
And his agent. Yeah,
yeah, they're not interested in anything long term, because they feel like that probably these numbers are going to continue to go up with some of these other quarterbacks. And so, yeah, anything to get them back to the table, they're totally okay. It's the LeBron James plan.
Yeah,
you know, keep signing 1 year deals, and next thing you know, you're kind of back at the table pretty quick. So it wouldn't surprise me. I know the Cowboys really don't want to. Well, I tell you what, the Cowboys did negotiate the last one a little bit shorter.
Well, they wanted to do long the whole time.
So maybe to get it done, they've got to think about, you know, doing it that way.
I think the need to go long now is greater than ever. He has a $40 million hit on the cap for next year and 12 for 2026, because they've already backloaded about 33% of his last contract, which was 4 and 160. So I think you have to do a longer deal to have any kind of chance of, you know, building around your roster. I just haven't seen any sign from the player that, you know, they want to be the next athlete to do a team-friendly deal like a Patrick Mahomes or a Jalen Brunson did.
Not at all.
And until you see a sign that they are wanting to do that or see value in that, then they see the value in extracting the most possible dollars.
There's no reason for Dak Prescott to take less money for all the crap that he goes through as being the quarterback here, all the things that he endures on the off the field with television shows.
Here's how I would
the
do
speculation.
It, though.
No, he doesn't have to. You're an NFL quarterback.
You know, a lot of towns you will get trashed in. It's not just
like
the Cowboys.
Worst
in New York.
I'll tell you what, though. There's a possibility he could end up with the Giants.
It's possible.
Absolutely. But to me, I think the scrutiny that he faces here, I'm not taking a dime less than $60 million.
You know what would make that scrutiny go away?
Winning a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? Might not happen because the thing you talk about, the front office.
Yeah,
yes.
The front office.
If you're Dak and it's like, okay, I'm going to give you extra money to do stuff with, what guarantee or insurance do I have that you are going to do that? That you're going to use that extra money to go out there and do anything?
Yeah. You'd have to go to him as the agent and say, hey, we're going to do this. But now, because so much has been backloaded, you would have to take a massive pay cut for multiple seasons to even make that a reality.
Yeah.
I would probably rather go do it somewhere else, give somebody else a pay cut whose salary cap is not completely destroyed.
He's seeing guys like Trevor Lawrence and those guys get extended, and he's like, I'm not taking less money than those cats.
Yeah, I don't.
He goes, yeah, my playoff record might suck, but I've won more division titles and find a way to win every year.
Yeah. And $160 million is really $80 million. You buy one $20 million house, you're down to $60 million. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to get out of this league with like at least a quarter bill. You know, I'm trying to build up established wealth and property and real estate. But I mean, that ledger is real. And once you're done playing, the earning potential will be greatly reduced. So I don't think anybody's begrudging him any kind of cash from the Cowboys. I think you're just kind of hoping that you'll get the player that wants to do a Dirk deal. Well, it's like, yeah, well, you know,
it'd be awesome if it happens, man. Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, but it's just not realistic. And I think the amount of money you would have to forego in order to give this Cowboys front office a fighting chance is probably like your entire contract. Like, if you're willing to pay for $5 million instead of $60 million, maybe they could build a run game and a run defense out of that additional $55 million. But they couldn't when they had you for 4 years on your rookie contract.
Right.
So I don't know why you'd have confidence in that.
And you mentioned that his rookie contract, he was a fourth-round pick. He didn't have the big signing bonuses and all that some of these others have had. So his whole thing is trying to make up for those dollars that he didn't get for being a first-round quarterback.
Netherlands is knocking on the door as we continue with the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. England looked like the more likely side to score in the first half, especially after Netherlands scored in the 10th minute. But here in the second half, Netherlands has been right in front of the England goal. Just had a great opportunity, but a good save. Here's Wolchuk with those playmaker rankings. What you got?
Yeah, so Bill Barnwell does this every year. He looks at the wide receiver, tight end, and running back talent for every single team. He does say that wide receivers end up being weighted a little bit more than the running backs and the tight ends. And you look at where the Cowboys are. A year ago, they were number 7 on this list when it came to running back, tight end, and wide receiver talent. Man, how far do you think they have dropped this year?
The running back room numbers is what killed this thing, and I bet you they're somewhere mid-pack. I bet you they're somewhere 18, 19, maybe 17, 18, somewhere right around there.
Yeah. I'll go lower. I'll go 22nd.
22nd, okay. So they are right in the middle there.
Yeah.
They are at 18. So how does a team drop out of the top 10 when its number one wide receiver has a career year? I suppose it's a fair question, writes Barnwell, given that CeeDee led the league in receptions and had a whopping 1,749 yards from Dak Prescott. There's some concerns. Number two receiver, arguably Jake Ferguson. It was unclear whether he should be the starter ahead of rookie Luke Schoonmaker. Never really was for
never,
us, but
never
maybe
was.
The national media.
Yeah.
But by the end of the season, he had become a trusted part of the offense. He racked up 761 yards, 5 touchdowns. Also won the Gabe Davis Award for most tantalizing performance in a playoff loss as he went off for 93 yards and 3 touchdowns in the otherwise ugly defeat at the hands of the Packers. But the big issue, the running back room. Everything else, you look at this, they lose Tony Pollard. Cowboys replace him with Ezekiel Elliott, who is a replacement-level runner at this point in his career. Brandon Cooks has fallen off the last two seasons after averaging north of 2 yards per route run in each of his first years with the Texans.
Had to play a different role.
Dropped to 1.7. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
But then behind him, it's a lot of unproven commodities with Jalen Tolbert, Kevontae Turpin. You just don't know what you've got. So it's really you've got CD and you've got Ferguson, but he doesn't seem very high on Brandon Cooks. And if you're not going to be high on Cooks, then yeah, you're not going to be ranking the Cowboys very high.
Yeah, the running back room is what takes this thing way down. Can I ask you to look up a team?
Yes.
Because I'm interested. You talk about a team that has gotten better the last couple of years with their skill players. Give me the Houston Texans. I'm interested because I bet you Barnwell had them as awful. The last two years,
the Houston Texans were dead last.
Okay, I knew that Houston was. I remember his list because he was always very critical of the Texans. And then now, what are they? Top three? Top four?
They're number four.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
hell of a job.
It's hard to argue that.
I think the good news, though, reflecting on the Cowboys, is that was basically their skill group last year because Pollard was not good. Yeah. Gallup was not good. Cooks a little inconsistent, but that was a top three scoring offense.
Yeah.
Yes.
The thing with Cooks, he had to take over the Gallup role, and that was not good for him.
Well, and we talked about it, like when we were watching the All-22, there's a lot of times Cooks is running open.
Yeah.
And they're not looking at him.
Not getting the ball, but it's the vertical play that they're not, or he lines up on the right side and runs all the way across the formation on a deep arrow route, and Dak doesn't find him. Or when
the protection
he does,
breaks down, he doesn't have time to progress all the way over there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, when you play the Commanders, that play always works really well. Up on the right side and run him all the way across the field, you're going to get a big play out of that.
Rest of the division, by the way, the team that's last on this is the Chargers this year. Chargers come in dead last because they don't really know what's going on with their running back situation either. They brought in J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, guys that are usually hurt. Although I think Ladd McConkey is going to absolutely crush it for them, so they might end up being a little bit better. I'd probably put the Patriots at dead last.
Okay.
Giants come in at 29 within the division. They're not very good. Commanders at 26, and then the Eagles are number 2.
Man, I think the Commanders are a little bit better skill-wise than what they're getting credit for, Billy.
I do too. Jahan Dotson could have a really good year. Yeah. Terry McLaurin.
Brandon Ayuk might be there.
Tight end is a question for them.
Yeah, but that's a team that's got a couple of running backs that I would look at
Brian
as well.
Robinson, and they just signed Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
One guy got shot in his knee, just kept on going.
That's Robinson.
Yeah. 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 Teflon. Yeah. Okay, is that it for the power rankings?
Yeah, that was it.
I have 11 Cowboy veterans in danger of not making the 2024 roster. I'll give you the name. You tell me if you think he'll be back. And number one's a former favorite of our show. Disappointing year number two last year. The guy with the Hoochie Daddy shorts, I'm sure they'll be on full display once again, Peyton Hendershot.
I don't think Hendershot's making the team.
I think it's an old yellow.
Yeah, I think John Stevens is about to take his spot.
That room is going to be really, really crowded, and so I don't think Hendershot's part of it.
How about number two on the list, cornerback Nashawn Wright?
Man, he made a couple of plays in the OTAs. He's got to carry that thing on, but he's lost his sponsors and Dan Quinn in that group.
His saving grace could be special teams. He's a really good special teams player, but you're right.
We've seen the last of Josh Ball in these parts, haven't we?
Yes.
Tackle.
I would say that maybe, yeah, Josh Ball has been a fourth-round pick that you kind of go, why?
How about Matt Waletzko?
I think Waletzko is a better player, and I think there's some flexibility with him. Like, there's another guy, same year drafted a year later, fifth round. Subluxations of the shoulders have been a huge problem.
Just can't stay
healthy.
He's
got him fixed, but he stands by us a lot during these practices.
Cooper Rush is on this list. I don't think he should be. I think it should be somebody else.
He's the second quarterback if Trey Lance spits the bit.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be your guy that's your emergency quarterback. I don't think a lot of people are going to be picking up Cooper Rush.
I think what I learned from the last time the Cowboys rebuilt is they want all of their games to be relevant. They want to get good TV ratings. It's got to be a good show. There's got to be drama. They're going to shoot for 500, and if Dak gets hurt, Cooper Rush would definitely give you that opportunity.
He wins games.
Zeke's on this list. I don't think there's any chance he's a cut.
No. Zeke's going to get your first carry to start the season.
How about defensive lineman Chauncey Golston?
Man, that's one of those ones I've kind of been waiting for him. He plays end. He plays tackle. I don't know who you have as a backup three technique right now unless Fajoko or one of those guys, so he might end up having to play some three technique.
He'll make the team because there's just not enough depth.
Linebacker Damian Wilson, drafted by the Cowboys a long time ago. He's been around. I think he won a championship with the Chiefs. He's back.
Yeah. There's a couple of these guys. I was going to ask you guys the question about Wilson and Elliott and guys like a veteran guys. Who do you need to have maybe a surprising kind of season and turn back the clock? Wilson was a guy I was kind of looking at with a little bit of trying to help the linebacker room.
Yeah, I think right now you look at your depth. I don't know that he's got a place.
Yeah,
that's fair.
As long as these young guys, you know, take the step and show what we expect. I think if Damian Wilson's a starter, then something went wrong with your young guys. That's okay. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. What do we have coming up next, Wooly Bully?
That is a fantastic question. What's on the show sheet?
Restroom Revelations.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I was thinking about this the other day. What is one thing that annoys your spouse? A restroom habit?
What if
that
you don't
have
one?
Well, you used to.
Okay.
So what's something that used to annoy your spouse?
Yeah, a lot of things.
Next in the Nation.